This is NECOV Radio. Every once in a while, a match reminds us why football is called the beautiful game. Last night, Paris Saint-Germain delivered exactly that, with a thrilling 5-4 victory over Bayern Munich in the first leg of the Champions League semifinal. It was the highest scoring semifinal since 1960, and a match that will live long in the memory of football fans. With such an intense first encounter, the return leg promises even more spectacle. King Charles has highlighted the importance of strong alliances with the United States, describing the partnership as vital in what he called a contested world. He made the remarks during a state dinner at the White House, attended by President Donald Trump. In response, Mr. Trump praised the UK-US relationship as a friendship unlike any other, and stated that both leaders agree that Iran must not obtain nuclear weapons. The Home Office has, for the first time, formally recognized a woman abused by Mohammed Al-Fayed as a victim of modern slavery. Rachel Lowe, who has chosen to waive her anonymity, says she was trafficked and abused by the former Harrods owner and his brother. She described the decision as bringing vindication and validation after years of seeking recognition. President Donald Trump has urged broadcaster ABC, owned by Disney, to cancel comedian Jimmy Kimmel's show, following controversial remarks about First Lady Melania Trump. Kimmel had joked that she had the appearance of an expectant widow, comments made just days before a shooting incident at an event attended by the Trumps. The Federal Communications Commission has confirmed it is now investigating ABC stations over possible violations, including unlawful discrimination. And now, the weather in Manchester. A largely cloudy day with occasional bright intervals, and a chance of light showers later in the evening. Temperatures will reach around 12 to 14 degrees Celsius, with light winds. That's the latest from NECOV Radio. More updates at the top of the hour. Stay with NECOV Radio.